Welcome to our podcast series, which we have recorded for the Erasmus Plus Days 2020. We at the International Office at the Vienna University of Economics and Business conducted several interviews. Today we meet with Jakob Schriefel, who went to Paris and who received special support through the Erasmus Plus program.
Jakob, you went on an exchange semester to Paris. For your time abroad, you received financial support through a special Erasmus grant for people with disabilities or chronic illnesses. How did you learn about this opportunity?
I learned about this opportunity by looking through the internet, basically. As you can imagine, I spent a lot of time to organize my trip to Paris. So I tried to find everything I could about grants, about people who did the same thing before. And I found the special grant on the Erasmus Plus website. And then I went in contact with the WU, with the international office. And then it really started for me, and I received a lot of information and everything went rather smoothly.
I find it inspiring that you decided for a semester abroad. Why did you choose Paris as a destination?
There are two main reasons for that. First of all, I'm an economics student at WU. And as an economics student, you have to find the right university for you, because we have many, many partner universities all around the world. But there are much fewer when you're an economics student where you don't lose a lot of time in your studies. And Paris was a great opportunity for that. And the second reason is that, Paris speaks for itself. I think I had never been there before. I heard a lot about this city, and of course, everybody knows the main sites in Paris and that it's a city where there is a vivid culture. And I wanted to experience that firsthand. So I decided for the city.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Do you speak French?
Not as good as I should after learning it in school. I speak a little bit. I mean, I could survive there. Let's put it this way.
Did your French skills improve over the time in Paris?
Definitely, yes. Yes. I think that for learning a new language, you really have to force yourself to speak. And in a city where many people don't speak English, many do, but still many people only speak French there. So you are forced to jump over your shadow and to really try to talk at first in a very simple way, and then it improves.
How did you benefit from the Erasmus Plus program?
In many ways. I think that I have learned a lot about myself. I've definitely improved my time scheduling skills and my organizational skills, because especially as a student or as a person in a wheelchair, planning my trip to Paris was a lot of work, and I really had to plan every little detail of my journey there and of my time there. So I definitely benefited from that on a personal level. But also on a university level, I think I chose the right destination. We had many interesting courses where you could meet people from all around the world who are very motivated in their studies and in their career plans. So that would be the two main parts, I think.
Mm-hmm. Excellent, thank you. Could you tell us about the personal highlight moment during your exchange?
Yes, I have one specific moment in mind. In the first week in Paris, of course, we had a lot of time to visit the city because university hadn't started yet. So we decided to walk up the Montmartre, the hill where the famous church Sacré-Cœur is, and we visited that. And I still remember the moment when you're standing on that hill and you're looking down at the city where you see all the sites like Louvre and the Eiffel Tower and everything you know from TV or from books. And that was the moment where I really felt like I had arrived in the city. That was very beautiful.
I'm curious to learn about your campus experience in Paris or your university life. Could you tell us a little bit more?
I can tell you that university life in Paris, I was at Université Paris-Dauphine. It's very different to the VU experience. Not only because the course offer is much more like in school in a way, but also the university building is much older. It was not built as a university. It was built as a NATO headquarter, I think. And you really see that because you don't have the study rooms that we have at the university. And you don't have a lot of offer for coffee or whatever in the surroundings. From an academic point of view, I still benefited very much from that time just because the course offer was very interesting. As I said before, I'm an economics student and I'm very interested in topics such as development economics. And there was a special course for that, which was very good and very interesting. The workload was much lower at VU. I'm not sure if that was the university or the international courses. But still, I learned a lot and I met a lot of interesting people in my courses, a lot of good friends. And that's why I very much enjoyed my time at the university in Paris.
So we spoke about inspiring moments. I believe there were also some challenging times during your study time abroad. Would you like to share that as well with us?
Yes, what I can tell you is that Paris definitely is not the most accessible city as a person in a wheelchair. Also, compared to Vienna, it's much more difficult to go around in Paris. For example, the metro system is very old and very inaccessible as a person in a wheelchair. But we managed to work around with that. With we, I mean myself and my team of two assistants. As a person with a disability, I need 24-hour assistance a day. And I managed to find the two perfect people for that project who came with me to Paris and who helped me to work around those little challenges I told you about. And that's a very important point, I think, because of course, as a student with a disability, your Erasmus Plus exchange semester will be more work to organize, and it will take time and it will be stressful at times, but with the right people, it'll be no problem in the end.
The costs for the two assistants were covered by the Erasmus Plus grant.
Exactly. Basically, all the additional costs that arise from my disability were covered by Erasmus. And that was the number one reason why I decided, okay, I'm going to take that step and I'm going to try to go there and try to have that experience. Because I just knew from a financial point of view, there wouldn't be a problem.
Jakob, you're currently studying in VU's bachelor program in business economics and social sciences. What is your plan for the future? Will you apply for another exchange if you study in a master's degree?
Yes, I definitely plan on doing that. At the moment, I'm not quite sure yet where I will do my master's degree. Chances are good that I will stay at VU in Vienna. But I also hope that I will be able to go on an Erasmus Plus internship before I start my master's degree. The biggest factor in that, of course, will be how the COVID crisis is going to evolve in the next months. But I still hope for the best.
Thank you for the interview, Jakob. At the end, I would like to know if there is something that you want other people to know about the Erasmus Plus program.
Yes, I think especially students with a disability often don't know that they also have the possibility to go abroad with an Erasmus Plus exchange semester. And from my experience, I can tell you that it went much smoother than I would have expected it. I had a lot of support from the international office and from the Erasmus Plus office in Vienna. And from a financial point of view, I can tell you that there was no difference in my exchange semester than there would have been for a person without a disability. There is no limit in the special grant. So don't be shy, apply for an exchange semester. And I'm sure the international office can find a way for you to go abroad and to have the same experience and to have one of the best times of your life.